The boss was in town today, holding court at the Free Library of Philadelphia. Bruce Springsteen has just published an autobiography, and his fans lined up around the block for hours in the rain at a chance to meet him for 15 seconds. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
1,200 people came to the main branch of the Free Library for a chance to buy a copy of Bruce Springsteen's new book called, what else, Born to Run? But more importantly, to stand in his presence.
Hey, I drove up from Virginia this morning. Left at 4:30, got here pretty in about 3.5 hours. Yep.
Robert Smolinski is the patriarch of three generations of Springsteen fans. His toddler grandchildren were in tow, along with his daughter-in-law and his son, Jason Smolinski, who confirms that the whole family are bona fide Bruce fans.
They watch YouTube videos of the shows.
And we sure to get them in the picture you get.
We're going to try our best, yes. Family photo.
Might even be the Christmas card.
Each person was guaranteed an individual photo with Springsteen and interact with him for about 15 seconds. Many people had grand ideas about what their 15 seconds was going to be like. Some brought gifts like cookies and whiskey, even song lyrics for the boss, even though they were not allowed to give him anything. Alberti Engeli from Milan, now living in Philadelphia, had a little dialogue worked up.
I'm gonna say to Bruce, today is my birthday. Bruce is gonna say happy birthday, and to get an happy birthday from Bruce, it's worth to send the rain.
Inside the Free Library, people were corralled into a waiting area where they had to give up their bags, like at airport security, and give up their phones to an employee who would use it to take a photo. Jim Adair got choked up. The elementary school principal has been a fan for 42 years.
Lifelong dream. Knock it off the bucket list. Right now, the goosebumps are setting in. Who would think? We got a little bro love going on, so.
The promise of 15 seconds didn't really happen. Each interaction was rushed to completion in about 5 or 10 seconds, when the fan was then hustled to the exit. Nancy Benson came out elated.
Oh, it was so quick, so nerve-wracking, but it was terrific. It was worth the wait for 40-some years, yes. You hand them your camera and you move along, they take your picture, and you get a couple seconds to say something. Then I just said, may I kiss you? And he said yes, and then I think, I don't know what happened after that.
And so, left with a human touch, 1,200 Bruce fans scattered through the streets of Philadelphia, thinking, I'm on fire. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.